I'm delighted to say that my guest in the studio this Thursday afternoon is Sally Wallace, chair of the Reigate Ramblers. Sally, it's brilliant to see you and welcome to Susie Radio.
Great to be here.
Jolly good. I know that you've had a horrible rush to get anywhere near the studio. And I believe that the Ramblers in fact celebrated their anniversary last year.
Yes, I was just leaving home and I heard you saying it was this year and I thought, oh dear, we formed in 1989.
And how did you first get involved with the Ramblers yourself?
Well, that all started a very long time ago, probably in the mid-80s, when the Surrey Mirror used to publish walking routes. And we saw those with a friend and it looked very straightforward in black and white, so we decided to give it a go. But needless to say, it wasn't as easy as it had looked. And we got lost a few times, but we had some fun and a real sense of achievement when we got it right, of course.
What do you think it is that attracts most people to join a rambling organisation?
Well, principally, it must be a love of the countryside and a concern for the environment, probably. And then wanting to support the aims of the Ramblers, because they are a campaigning organisation. They work very hard to keep our green spaces and footpaths accessible for everyone. And going out in the countryside and walking really makes us feel better, improves our sense of well-being and happiness generally. So as well as being good for the body and getting you fitter, it makes you happier in yourself as well.
I was wondering whether rambling implied a fitness element or not. Rambling's about all I'm good for these days, I fear.
Well, I've got our programme with us, so I'll give it to you.
Well, we can talk about that a little bit later, and I'm sure we'll be able to support you with your programme. Now, does the title Reigate Ramblers, Sally, imply that the group only walks in and around Reigate?
No. I should think we go out about 45 minutes drive towards Guildford in the west, or Sevenoaks in the east, and south down as far as the South Down. Don't go quite so far to the north, obviously, because London's there, but Banstead and Moreton on the Hill, they're a favourite spot. And sometimes we go into London, but then that would be by train and for perhaps a themed walk. We've got one member who's very knowledgeable about London, so he can act as our tour guide and makes very interesting walks.
I'd imagine London is very much about looking up as well as looking side to side and in front.
It is indeed. And in fact, when you're underneath some of these tall buildings, the Gherkin I'm thinking of, it looks quite different from when you're seeing it as just part of the general view of London.
Now, what about the average length of a Reigate ramble? Are these taxing walks?
Occasionally. We've got one member who can do 15 miles. But I think once they get over 10 miles, the number of attendees declines. So most popular distance is between 5 and 8 miles.
And how long would a 5, 6, 7 mile walk take?
Average 2 to 2.5 miles an hour. So 2 hours and probably about 3 hours. So if you're doing an 8 mile walk, it might take 4 hours. When a lot of people are going out together, it takes longer to get over the stiles.
Sure.
And we always gather for a drink or two. And
I was going to ask whether you programmed in specific refreshment stops.
Are you talking about pubs?
Well, I couldn't possibly comment.
We have water stops on the way, because obviously you need to keep the intake of water up. But we start and end at a pub very often, especially the evening walks. They would always start at a pub and finish at a pub.
Take a few calories off, put a few back on. Tell me, were you walking last weekend?
We were. We were up on Reigate Hill. You probably know that they had the commemorative service for the airmen that crashed up on Reigate Hill, and there's a new memorial there. Well, we walked from Marjorie Lane car park, went along the North Downs Way and the Pilgrims Way, across the A217 into Gatton. I do volunteer there, so I know Gatton quite well. And then we went back along past the cafe at the top to where the commemoration site is. They've got the new sculptures, the wing tips of the plane there. And the one member who attended that service was able to tell us a lot more about it. And he had some black and white photos too, taken after the plane had crashed.
I've been in Reigate long enough to remember the gap tooth in the skyline.
That's right, yes. It was first marked out to me when we moved here in about 1980, I think it
was. And then, of course, the great storm came in 1987 and the entire crest of the ridge collapsed overnight.
A few more.
Talking about the great storm, do the Reigate Ramblers ramble in all weathers?
We do, yes. If it's raining, we just wear the right clothing. And there's always more mud, of course, if it's been raining, so you need boots perhaps more sturdier than your normal walking boots. You don't need anything special to go out on a ramble if the weather's good, but if it's not so good, then you do need sensible footwear. And I like to use a stick because it gives you that extra support if you're going downhill and it's muddy, it's much better.
There are one or two places up on the downs where the water runs down and exposes the chalk as well. That gets very slippery.
Yeah, in fact, where we were walking last Sunday, there's a zigzag path there which is very chalky, and it's got more chalk exposed now, so that can be slippery if it's been wet.
So good footwear essential.
Yes, especially if it's wet, but possibly in the summer, if it's been dry, then you can get away with trainers. So you've got to wear what's right for the weather.
And what's the wintertime approach to layering? Because presumably you get quite warm once you're on the go in the countryside.
In fact, lately I've been going out thinking it's going to be cold and have put too many clothes on. So, yes, you're quite right. But lots of thin layers are probably best. Then you can take them off, and if you've got a rucksack, you can push them in there. But obviously to start, you wouldn't need to carry too much.
Okay, what about the broader sphere of the ramblers? Do you have social events outside the actual rambling?
Yes. We have our annual dinner. We have one in the summer and a New Year lunch. And then we go to Skittles evenings, quiz nights. Last year we had an especially themed silver quiz night, which our secretary had devised especially for the Reigate Ramblers. So there were some great questions in there. We didn't do too bad. And then what else? Oh, walking holidays. We go for a long weekend each year. Last year we were down in Arundel, near Arundel, between Arundel and Chichester, and we stayed at a very nice hotel, and in the evenings got together for quizzes, and we had a very special murder mystery night down there, which went particularly well and was quite hilarious, almost beyond describing to you. But we had such acting talent amongst our members that we'd never known about. So
we're almost talking like a walking holiday in the way that cricketers or rugby players would go on tour.
Well, I don't think we drink as much.
Maybe. There possibly you have the advantage, but for the second time in this chat, I couldn't possibly comment. Now, we ought to cut to the chase, I suppose, Sally, because I told you 10 minutes would fly by. How do people find out about the Ramblers? How do they join? What does it cost? Let's do the details.
Okay, right. Well, a website. I think every group has to have a website now, and we've got our own, which is www.reigateramblers.org.uk. But if, like me, you can't remember all that, you can just Google Reigate Ramblers and we'll come up there. And that will tell you our walking programme. So all you need to do is find the walk that you want to go on, come along. If you're uncertain about the start point, phone the leader beforehand. We do give it as a postcode to help sat-navs, and then the actual description, whether it's a pub car park or a woodland car park or whatever. And then you come along, introduce yourself to the leader, he'll take your name and welcome you, and then give a brief description of the walk, so you'll know if there are going to be too many stiles or whether there might be a steep incline, just to let you know what's coming up. And then you start your walk and everybody will talk to you. We're a very talkative group.
The advance publicity always mentions the stiles and the hills. It's very good like that.
It does, yes.
Now, absolute cut to the chase then. Is there an annual fee?
Oh, yes, you did ask, didn't you? You don't pay to go on a walk, but the annual subscription to the Ramblers is £33 for individuals or £44 for a couple. And once you've joined the Ramblers, you can walk with any group in the country. And that's it, really. You don't pay any more to go out on each walk.
Amongst all the walks you must have done over your long association with the group, do you got a favourite?
I like hills, which is quite handy because we're just below the North Downs here. Reigate Hill's good, and then I do like the side of Box Hill where you look out across the farmland. That's lovely. And a little bit further afield, the South Downs above Brighton. So that's lovely. And where I've been for walking holidays is Yorkshire. Well, I know Yorkshire, so I like that. But there's probably other parts of the country that is equally as nice.
For me, the coastline is lovely and flat.
Not always.
Now, you've chosen a couple of songs for us. Tell us who we're going to dedicate the second one to.
Well, all the Reigate Ramblers, and in particular Peter and Gordon. They've been with the Ramblers for far longer than I have, and they've worked really hard and been loyal supporters of our group. So I'd like that to be for them. And they have got significant birthdays this year.
Right, you are.
I won't say more than that.
And you've also chosen Nancy Sinatra for us. Why is that?
Well, I heard that last Friday as I was coming home, and I thought, oh, that's a good one to have when I'm on.
Sally Wallace, chair of the Reigate Ramblers, on approaching their 26th anniversary.
Indeed.
It's been an absolute delight to chat to you in the studio this afternoon.
Thank you, David.